Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's The One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
Well, 2021 has proved itself a record year for U.S. grain exports. I spoke with President and CEO for the U.S. Grains Council, Ryan LeGrand, and he said it's been a record year for corn exports.
You know, we just had a record year for corn exports at about 70 million metric tons. We've never exported that amount of corn before. Sorghum exports are through the roof as well, up 44%. Distillers grains exports are growing really well, too. Mexico just broke a record for the first time of importing over 2.1 million tons of distillers. So right now, things are pretty good on the export front.
Because exported grains are transported via massive bulk carrier sea vessels, that's different from the ships carrying cargo containers, seaport backlogs that have been felt by other industries are not being felt nearly as much by the USCG.
A lot of our product goes in bulk vessels, so we're not seeing as much. There is a concern with distillers grains. A lot of distillers grains go in containers, so we're watching that very closely and want to see a resolution just as soon as possible.
LeGrand said so far, China taking the lead and shattering all the record books for corn.
China came in last year and just kind of out of nowhere and shattered all expectations and all the record books for corn exports. They imported about 21 million metric tons of our corn. No country's ever done that before. So that's our top one right now. We'll see how that goes going forward. Mexico's always been there at a steady customer at 15 to 16 million metric tons. They're going to continue to grow. Japan comes next at about 10 to 12 million metric tons, followed by Korea and Colombia. So that kind of rounds out your top five. And except for China, those others are real consistent. They're in our top five corn export market.
LeGrand also said there's some exciting opportunities coming up for the U.S. Grains Council. Yep.
Vietnam is a market we have never got a huge slice of that pie, mm-hmm. You know, about a million tons maybe of exports or in some years much less. We just saw a tariff reduction in Vietnam for U.S. corn, 5% down to 2%. Now we are on par in the tariff situation with all other exporters to that country, and they're the biggest corn importer in all of Southeast Asia. They import about 10 million metric tons a year. And like I said, we were getting less than a million. We've got a chance to get a lot more of that right now, and we're very excited about it. Yeah. You know, we've been in lockdown. We've been living in virtual world for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Now countries are starting to open up a little bit more. We're making our first trip to Asia next month for the first time in 2 years. Then next year, we're going to go open our office in India, in New Delhi. We're going to go cut the ribbon on our newest international office. So we're excited to get back out there.
To hear more from U.S. Grain Council's Ryan LeGrand, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.